Bob Schild meets me at his leather shop in Blackfoot, Idaho, on crutches. Seems a few weeks ago, his horse spooked when a herd of sheep came over a hill. He came off and things were looking okay. That was until the horse stepped on him and broke his leg. It's just part of being a cowboy, and it's those experiences, even the painful ones, that he finds inspiring.
That's where cowboy poetry originally came from. The famous old cowboy poets, Curly Fletcher, those people, they wrote about what they knew. And that's exactly what I try to do.
He wrote a poem for a longtime rodeo buddy named Ron, who kept competing long after Schild had quit. He recalls that the last time he saw Ron, he made a suggestion.
Ron, you're too darned old to ride bulls, and if nothing else, the law of averages will get you in time. So, yes, you ought to quit. And he replied, well, that's the only thing I know. I'd as soon go that way as anyway. So he went that way. A hoof, a horn, unplanned abort, abruptly ends the trail. A rip instead, a gush of red. The cowboy's face turned pale. These come from the heart. And that's where cowboy poetry is supposed to originate.
Schild started writing poetry during his rodeo days back in the 1950s.
Two Canadian cowboys and I were traveling together rodeoing, and some of those drives were marathons.
They'd compete on a Friday, then get back on the road for a 15-hour drive to be at another rodeo the next night.
We got started reciting cowboy poetry to stay awake, or actually Robert Service and some of the old ballad-type poems.
Those long drives helped him learn the rhythm of cowboy poetry. Riding saddle broncs and bulls gave him something to write about.
I'd always rode bad horses. I mean, when we were kids, my dad was a horse trader. He was always buying something that wasn't broke, and my brother Jack and I, from the time we couldn't have been more than 12 years old when we first started getting on those kind of horses.
But it wasn't until he went to college at the University of Idaho that he really checked out rodeo.
I didn't have any money. I had $140 and a train ticket and a $100 scholarship to go to school a year on up there, plus a 65-cent an hour job cleaning box stalls. And the point I'm trying to make, I was in good physical condition accidentally because I'd been cleaning box stalls 4 hours every day.
So he was in good shape when a friend took him to watch the university rodeo team practice. He got to the arena to find out that no one would ride the wild horses in the chutes. And that's when Schild got an idea.
I'll ride them if all you need is somebody to get on them. And that's where my rodeo career started. I got on the bareback horse and he bucked me off. And so I said, well, if you put a saddle on him, I can ride him. So they put him back in, put a saddle on him, and I rode him.
He didn't have any money to rodeo, let alone a nickel for a cup of coffee. So a friend paid his entry fee to compete in his first rodeo in Salem, Oregon.
I won the bronc riding, and I think fifth in the bareback riding. I won a couple of trophy buckles, and $50. And 50 bucks in one chunk, I just couldn't believe my eyes.
Schild ended up transferring to a college in Colorado so he could rodeo more. He won buckles, saddles, and titles. And when he finished up his animal science degree, he competed on the pro rodeo circuit, riding saddle broncs, bareback horses, and even bulls. Schild spent 18 years rodeoing, eventually taking what money he won to open up this leather shop. Those tales of life on the road and scraping by have all found their way into his poems.
I get my enjoyment more out of writing it than anything else.
He's written about everything, from those college rodeo days to friends long past, even love. And every year, he puts together a Christmas poem. He sent some 3,000 Christmas cards the first year he wrote a holiday poem. Now, nearly 80, Schild sits back in his chair, wearing his cowboy hat, and planning for this year's batch of Christmas cards, complete with a little cowboy wisdom in the form of this poem.
Christmas time among the free is celebrated reverently. Small children playing near the tree, impervious to misery, little care for politics, its vicious jibes, its stones, its sticks. They see instead the pageantry of this anniversary, a symbol of the virgin birth, a day of love, a day of mirth.
For VOA News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Blackfoot, Idaho.